Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
We've been talking about you for the last couple of days. You're a hero, my friend.
Oh, man. That's great to hear. It feels weird to hear that, though.
Ryan, you live in Westland, and you were just, what, in your neighborhood? Started out as a regular day, and a neighbor's house was on fire?
Yeah. I was on my way home from the gym, and I came down my street, and I noticed there was smoke coming from a house. And I turned the corner, and I saw flames coming out of the roof. I pulled in the driveway, and I called 911, and that's when everything started.
So you saw a sign or a sticker on a window, right?
Yeah. So once after I called 911, and they asked me if there was anyone inside, I went up, and I knocked on the door, and that's when I saw that sticker in the window.
That said what?
In case of emergency, I have pets inside.
So you, on your own, went into this burning home and saved...
How did you get in there, Ryan?
Thankfully, the side door was open.
Were the pets hiding?
So when I first came in, I ran towards the side of the house that had flames on it first, and there was the oldest dog and the 2 5-day-old puppies in the back room.
Oh my gosh.
So I hurried up and I got them out immediately, and I started checking out all the other rooms. I came in towards the back door, and there was 10 more dogs, all different ages and cages, and all locked up.
Where did you put all of them? Like, as you were rushing them out of the house, did you put them in your car?
I unlocked the back door wall, and I held it open. The dogs were scared of me, so I had to try and get them to run outside.
Oh my gosh.
While I was getting all of them out of the cages and out of the rooms in the house.
And you were able to get all the dogs out, right, Ryan?
Yeah, every dog made it.
I'm sure your heart had to be beating out of your chest.
It honestly happened so fast, I didn't even have time to process it.
13 dogs in all you saved, I think it was?
Yeah.
Wow.
Ryan, every Friday morning, we do a segment here on the show called Can I Get a Amen? And we like to feature good stories about good people that happen in the area, and you are certainly a huge part of that this morning. So on behalf of the show this morning, for Ryan, can I get an amen?
Amen! Amen.